if we like to make some sort of interstellar contact with other possible civilization, we have to use something that could be easy to generate, something that could be easy to be detected, and something that can travel at a high speed, because the distance are very big. The electromagnetic waves and mainly the radio waves are the means that we think that are the best means to be employed to establish some sort of interstellar contact, because the electromagnetic radiation is very easy to detect, very easy to generate. It travels at the speed of light, so you can send a lot of information code in the electromagnetic waves. The main purpose of establishing a contact with another possible civilization is exchange of information. Philip Morrison, the person who wrote the first seminal paper about SETI, calculated that the whole knowledge of the ancient Greek civilization has something like 10 to the 10 bits of information. And he defined that unit of information like a helas. And he considered that we have something like 10 to the 10 helas of information accumulated in our whole civilization. The main purpose of interstellar contact with other possible civilizations is try to exchange that amount of information. And using a simple calculation, you can exchange the whole knowledge of our civilization in some week to month of transmissions. So if you use a radio telescope to transmit the whole information of our civilization, you can do it depending on which frequency you are working with, between a couple of weeks to 3 or 4 months. So it is very interesting that this kind of means looks like the most prominent means for making contact with other civilizations. Before going and explaining what we are working in, let me remind you that you need for the emergence of life a good environment. And if in the early 30s of this century, most of the astronomers in general, they don't believe in the possibility of extraterrestrial life, because at that moment they supposed that the solar system was really an exception in the whole galaxy. At that moment they thought that planets are a rare phenomenon in the whole galaxy. But during these 50 years, new advances in the space research allow us that this is not true. That in general, all the stars have other stars as companions, and in the last years, we detect this protoplanetary disk around the nearby stars. This is the case of Beta Pictoris, and in 1985, something like that, a group of JPL scientists detect an excess in the infrared radiation around these stars, and they go to make a reobservation of these stars in Las Campanas, Chile, using a coronagraph to obtain this image. If you have a lot of stars and only a fraction of those stars have planetary system, there is a possibility that one or more of those planets can develop the environmental conditions to make favorable life. We think now that the possibility of detecting life, it is a real good one. Let us talk a little bit about the electromagnetic radiation. I told you before that the electromagnetic radiation probably are the best means for interstellar contact. But you have a lot of problems because the electromagnetic spectrum is very big. So you have to try to think in something that some scientific reason that will let you to select the best part of the spectrum to search for extraterrestrial signals. And if we analyze the electromagnetic spectrum from the radio waves to the X-rays, the first thing that we realize that the atmosphere of our planet is not transparent for all the wavelengths. It is only transparent from some region of the radio waves, a very tiny part of the infrared, the whole optical or visible spectrum, and it is opaque for the ultraviolet and the X-ray. So if we study the distribution of energy of the microwave radio spectrum, you realize that if you are searching for frequencies that are below 1 gigahertz, a gigahertz is something like 10 to the 9 hertz, or 1 billion hertz. If we search for signals that are below 1 GHz, the noise of the galaxy at that frequency caused by the synchrotron radiation is very high. So if we try to inject one signal near this frequency, it will be very difficult to detect it because of the loud noise of the galactic radiation. But if we go to the high frequencies, let's say over 10 GHz, we have a problem with our detectors. When you are searching in high frequency, you have a quantum limit in your detector that makes your detection very noisy. The receiver puts a lot of noise in the detection, so the best part of the spectrum is between 1 and 10 GHz. And this thing is true for all possible civilization, because these relations are related with the laws of physics and not with our present technology. We agree that the best part of the spectrum is between 1 and 10 GHz, and let's imagine that we are an extraterrestrial civilization trying to examine which is the spectrum of the solar system, searching for life in our solar system. What kind of things would this hypothetical civilization detect if they have some sort of equipment equivalent to our best radio observatories? Here we have the military radar signal. As you can realize, an extraterrestrial civilization with the Arecibo technology could detect us at a distance of 100 light years, and an extraterrestrial civilization with an Arecibo capability could detect a planetary radar signal at a distance of 10,000 light years. So this shows you that it is possible to use microwaves as a communication link, only supposing that the extraterrestrial has the same technology that we have now at present day. So the main idea is, and our hypothesis is, that there is one inhabited planet with an extraterrestrial civilization in an unknown star. The hypothetical civilization has radar capability equivalent to the Arecibo technology, and here on Earth we have the same capability for the reception. So what we suppose is that there is somebody or something transmitted signal to us, and we try to analyze which is the best strategy to detect them among a distant unknown R, because we don't know where is the nearby civilization or where is the nearby technological civilization in our galaxy.